There was a holy man. His name was Gilbert. Once he went to a holy place and the king of that place made him prisoner. He was taken captive. This man, Gilbert, was in that prison for many days. The young daughter of that king felt pity for this young man, and gradually she fell in love with him. This Gilbert, with the help of this woman, escaped from the prison and reached London again, his home safely. But that lady, that young girl, started missing him. And she reached London. She did not know English. She did not know the address of this man. She did not know the streets of London. But she came alone and she kept shouting, "Gilbert, Gilbert, Gilbert." Days rolled on. By and by, the entire London city got to know that there is a lady who keeps shouting, "Gilbert, Gilbert, Gilbert." And the news reached Gilbert's ears. And he found her out and they married. And as every story says, henceforth they lived happily. This is a short story, but a story of perseverance, a story of determination. This lady was hell-bent on finding her love. She reached a new place. She did not know the language. For months together, penniless, she kept shouting on the streets of London. Gilbert, Gilbert, and Gilbert. And at last, she found Gilbert. That is the power of perseverance. That is the power of determination. No matter how deep are our sanskars, if we persevere, if we are determined, we can rub any sanskar from the slate of this mind. Determination. Make this determination. Dhrita, your bosom friend. Caution is your elder brother. Hope is your guardian angel. And experience your counselor. Whatever you experience in life, that experience is your spiritual counselor. To be cautious, make that caution your elder brother. Make this determination, this perseverance, your most intimate pal, friend. If we are determined to achieve something, come hell or heaven, we will achieve it. And we will leave no stone unturned to achieve this goal. So that is the power of determination. That is the power of perseverance. You persist and persist. Unwavering in faith. Absolutely determined to achieve it. We find many things impossible. But there are people in this life, in this world, who have performed such impossible feats. If one person can achieve, every person can achieve. If one person can do, every human being can do. So without going into the state of despair, rise up again. If you fail, as I said, experience is your counselor. Caution is your elder brother. Perseverance, your bosom friend. March ahead. Unwavering, unflinching, unstopping. I am unstoppable. Nothing can thwart my faith, my decision. And when you have to take a decision in life, sit calmly and take a decision. Not under the influence of some attraction, but calmly. Take a mature decision so that you don't have to regret. In Marathi, there are two words, avad and nivad. Avad means you like somebody. You are attracted to somebody. And nivad, that is choice, a mature decision. So we'll see five new tricks, five new hacks to be in tune with the divine. This is the divine symphony. This is the divine alignment. The problem is misalignment. Things should fall in place. The problem is disorientation, spiritual disorientation, spiritual misalignment. It is simple mathematics, spiritual mathematics. You see, things have gone awry. You connect the dots and rearrange. Life is all about rearranging. It's all about realignment. It's all about re-engineering. This is spiritual inner engineering. So the first trick is one word anchor method. Just take any one single word. For example, the word could be faith. The word could be Baba. The word could be yes, Baba. Now this is a simple set of words. You take one word. Don't repeat it. Feel it. Experience that word. Just sit and take one word and try to experience that word. For example, in Sunday's Murli, there was a word santushtata, satisfaction. So just take this word, sit with that word, move around that word, experience that word. Feel that word. Touch that word. Say that word with such depth, with such serenity, with such deep realization that that word becomes a living seed, a living mantra. The rishis of yore, what they used to do? They used to take one Vedic mantra and make it siddha, live, by practicing it. So one word anchor method. Take any single word. Don't repeat it. Think of it. Let it sink, laminate in that word. Marinate in that word. Go and remain soaked in that word. So this marination, this soaking, getting drowned in that word, will lead to some new realization. Mind is the marketplace. So many words, so many shoutings, so many noises. Our mind is a very noisy marketplace. It does not need many words. There are already so many words. It needs realization. It needs tranquility. It needs some deeper understanding of already known truths. So this is one method. Any word. You can take Baba. You can take yes, Baba. You can take santushtata, contentment. Or any word from this Murli. Companion. Divine companion. Anything. And extend the period. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, 2 to 5, just sit. 8 hours yoga. Extend. 16 plus 8, that is your 24 hours. The second method is divine companion awareness. When I feel, our problem is not ignorance, our problem is forgetfulness. We forget that God is my supreme companion. Wherever I go, He is with me. So when I feel His presence very deeply, I feel protected, carefree, and under a divine canopy. No matter what I do, He is around me somewhere. I am always enveloped by that encompassing divine presence. He is my companion. This is called relationship awakening. He is with me. He is within me. He is without me. He is around me. He surrounds me. I am drowned in him. I am soaked in him. His companion, his companionship doesn't allow me to feel lonely. Our greatest problem is also loneliness. We feel I am alone. Whom to ask for help? And this loneliness leads to bitterness. And this loneliness leads to emptiness. And then man tries to fill this emptiness by cheap entertainments of this world. And they further drain his energy. Divine companionship is stopping this leakage. For that, you will have to take out time. It's not that every time you go and sit in Baba's room, in meditation room, you are doing yoga. Sometimes you just sit and look at him. Sometimes you just sit, close your eyes and think. In that, it's Baba's room is like a womb, a divine womb. With that, immersive red light. Something divine will touch. Something unprecedented will happen. Something unseen, something unknown. Something impalpable will touch. Something mystical. Sitting in yoga is to mystify and to demystify. Is to hypnotize and dehypnotize. So divine companionship awareness. The third is emotion neutralization skill. Thousands of emotions come and go. Sometimes anger, sometimes hate, sometimes jealousy, sometimes pride, sometimes ego. If you see our life, in one day there are opposing emotions. What should I do? Get overwhelmed with these emotions. What should I do? Get drowned in these emotions. What should I do? This is an emotion and it is temporary. I watch them as a detached observer. I don't identify myself with each and every emotions. I watch them. They come and they go. They come and they go. I reflect on their ephemeral nature. They are transitory. They are not me. Just as sensations are temporary, I watch emotions as temporary. Just as sensations keep changing, I watch the emotions also. They come, they go. They come, they go. If I feel angry, that does not mean that my nature is anger. It is a temporary emotion that has risen because of something. And it is temporary. This is a scene, I am different. This is a scene of drama. And Sunday's Murli Baba said, it's a game of Mickey Mouse. I watch them. And at that moment, I remember this is an emotion and I am different. So I neutralize that emotion. Otherwise, that emotion, if repeated multiple times, will form a deep track in the subconscious. So even if you are happy and if you remember that one emotion, you will go back into that lane, down the memory lane of sorrow, of suffering, of guilt, of jealousy, of pride, of anger, of hatred, of some deep grudge. So neutralize emotions. This is a very good technique. You see and you observe. The next is stillness sitting practice. Just sit still without any mobile. Without any pen, without pencil, without any diary. Doing nothing, just sitting. But still. On the surface, it looks stupidity, foolishness. But sitting still, Adhishthan is highest intelligence. not doing anything, simply sitting. And see what happens. Our fingers, our leg, they want to move. The world is obsessed with movement. Sitting still is to get rid of this hypnosis, this obsession. Just sitting still for 1 hour. Set the alarm clock and sit for 1 hour without moving and see what happens. Without even the thought that I am soul, without even the thought that I am not body. No thought. Just sit still. Observe the breath, watch the body, scan it and see what happens. Something deeper will touch. This is a beautiful and innovative practice. The last is minimal desire living. The more the desire, the more the slavery. The lesser the desire, the more is the freedom. I want this, I want that. We create a subtle slavery. I want table, I want chair, I want sofa. I want pen, I want pencil. This wants makes us a pauper. We land up in an unusual penury, a poverty. Want is the greatest poverty. I don't need anything, I have everything. Create such a beautiful thought. This thought of abundance, this thought of opulence would attract opulence. Would attract richness. So minimum desire living. If things, I get things, it's fine. Even if I don't get, still it is fine. Earlier I had, now I don't have. I am happy. I accept every situation as it is. There is no question of jealousy. There is no question of competition. My competition is not with anyone. You find there are two brothers, two sisters. One is getting everything, another is not getting everything. And that's why there is a conflict. That's why there is unhappiness. And so much despondency. When I don't desire anything, I get rid of worry, anxiety, this restlessness. So these are the five tricks. The first trick is one word, anchoring. Take one word, go into it, deep. Come to the center. This is the spiritual centering. Moving from the circumference to the center. The entire game of spirituality, the entire ball game of spirituality is to move from the circumference to the center. It is the spiritual centralization. Periphery is filled with noise. Periphery is crowd. Center is solitude. Periphery is distraction. Center is concentration. So one word, just as, yes, Baba. This is two words, but it's powerful. I accept. The second is divine companion. I move, I walk. I do everything. I feel there is some invisible canopy. There is some invisible armor. There is invisible jacket, an invisible raincoat, an invisible umbrella, an invisible protection that surrounds me. The third is emotion neutralization. I need not to take every emotion seriously. They come and they go. I watch them. The fourth is stillness sitting practice. Sit still without doing anything. You can start with 10 minutes first, then 15 minutes, then half an hour, then 45 minutes, and then 1 hour. The target is to reach 1 hour without doing anything. Just sit. It will calm the mind. You need not do this in meditation room. You can do this in your room. But without movement. This no movement meditation will still the mind. And the last is minimal desire. Find out what I desire. Find out in the past what I desired and what I achieved. I wanted something, I achieved it. Now, I look back retrospectively. I am at the same level of happiness, even with it, without it or with it. So what that desire has done, except bringing restlessness, agitation, nothing. Even if I desire, let that desire be spiritual desire and calm and silent desire. I am not mad after it. If it comes, it's fine. If it doesn't, still I am okay. So these are the five hacks, tricks to attain divine alignment. Abhishanti.
हर पुण्य की पूंजी
शिव मनाभ,
हर अंधकार का दीपक
शिव मनाभ,
हर चेतना में व्यापक
शिव मनाभ,
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभ,
हर तृष्णा की तृप्ति
शिव मनाभ,
हर पिंजरे
शिवमनाभ,
हर मन का प्रकाश
शिवमनाभ,
हर परीक्षा का साहस
शिवमनाभ,
हर पल का सुहास
शिवमनाभ,
हर घाव का मरहम
शिवमनाभ,
हर दोष पर मोह का विराग
शिव मनाभ,
हर तप की आग
शिव मनाभ,
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभ,
हर संकल्प की शक्ति
शिव मनाभ,
हर भय का ताबीज
शिव मनाभ,
हर जय का बीज
शिव मनाभ,
हर हृदय का आश्रय
शिव मनाभ,
हर कदम में निश्चय
शिव मनाभ,
हर आंसू की मुस्कान
शिव मनाभ,
हर दिल का गान
शिव मनाभ,
हर अभाव की हर पीड़ा की राहत
शिव मनाभ,
हर ऊर्जा की आहट
शिव मनाभ,
हर रोग का इलाज
शिव मनाभ,
हर योग का ताज
शिव मनाभ,
हर शब्द का सार
शिव मनाभ,
हर थकान का विश्राम
शिव मनाभ,
हर सीता का राम
शिव मनाभ,
हर कंठ का जप
शिव मनाभ,
अज पासा एक जप मन मनाभ, हर लहर में शिव का गान मिटा देह का भार, रोम रोम में बसा एक नाम शिव मनाभ, शिव मनाभ।